What is going on, guys, and welcome to the Floating Island Podcast.
Oh, it's a beautiful day, birds flying, singing away, job called, said I could take the day with pay. I swear life be most dope, two thumbs up, I don't need the pills to cope.
All right, I hope you guys are having a fantastic day, month, year, whatever you're doing, I hope it's working out and you're feeling fantastic. I blanked heavy, as you know. I'm a little baked. And as you heard, that was Get There, out now on Spotify and Apple. Go hit that up and listen to it. I would appreciate that and love you guys. What is going on, Abby?
I haven't heard your song yet. That was it, right there. I didn't hear the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, I didn't play the whole thing.
Sounded like a vibe.
Well, I'll definitely play it for you after this.
Sounds good.
Hell yeah. So what is going on?
That's a really hard-hitting question.
Oh, elaborate. Tell me.
Nothing really. Just moving out. The daily grind. Got a change of job at work and starting to be a bartender. That's it.
Oh, you're switching to be a bartender?
Well, I'm switching from sales to marketing, and then I'm picking up a second job as a bartender.
Sales to marketing.
Yeah.
So, what are you doing?
I sell timeshare. But now, instead of selling timeshare, I'm just getting people to go to timeshare presentations.
Oh. So, I used to, like, sit down at tables with people and be like, hey, you would love this. Only
for 2 hours. Yeah. 2 to 8 hours.
I think I had a friend do that. Well, kind of not a friend. He was like a coworker when I was like in the car, when like I was selling cars before the Marine Corps. I think he ended up going to do that because I used to remember him always posting on Snapchat, like the tables and then a little bottle of champagne when people signed it, and he'd be like, "Congratulations to blah 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 for signing blah 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 or whatever."
They're not that bad. It just depends on where you buy.
No, yeah,
yeah.
No, it's not like it's a bad thing or anything. I just remember it. I think I actually went to one like one time.
Really? With my dad. What was your gift?
My gift?
Yeah. You get a gift for going, like a Cabo trip or Hawaii.
I was younger.
Oh, so your parents used it?
Yeah, my parents went. I was there at the meeting or whatever.
Was it in Mexico or California?
No, it was like a meeting.
Where was it?
It was for, I don't know, like a...
Hey, baby.
Hi. That was Atlas bursting in.
He wanted to be loved.
Yeah, apparently. He's just like, I want to be a part of the podcast, dude.
You know, who doesn't? He just loves me so much. He does. He's winning me over.
Yeah?
Yeah. Aw. Well, look at this little sweet boy.
No, he's cute. Somebody's going through a little, like, nip phase. Like, nips people with his two front teeth when he first meets them. That's not very good.
No, I felt him chomp on my jacket. I was like, yeah. Oh, if that was my arm, I would be crying.
Yeah, it's not good. Because, like, he'll do it once, and then he'll be like, all right, I'm chilling. But, like, even doing it once, it's just like, yo, dude, you can't be doing this
yeah.
shit.
Yeah, no, that's a tendon in there.
Yeah, he's only two.
He's just a baby.
He's a bobby. He's a little bobby. No, but I don't know. What do you have, like, on your mind? What's something that you're just like, man, I gotta talk about this?
Have you heard, so when I was younger, there's this, you know, when you're learning about atoms and you're learning about the universe and stuff like that?
Yeah.
It's kind of weird, because have you seen those videos where they zoom in on something super small and then it's this really big thing, and then you zoom in on that, and then it's another big thing? You know what I'm talking about?
Kind of.
No? Okay, you know what?
Repeat yourself.
Okay. Sorry.
You can always put it on the table if you want.
It's too far. But you know how an atom, it's a nucleus, and then atoms going, or electrons going around it, like, you know? And then you know how...
The opening scene of, like, Jimmy Neutron.
Exactly, exactly. But, and then when you go to... you're learning about the planets. You have the sun, and then you have the planets that are woo 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 woo. Okay. And then in between atoms, electrons, there's absolutely nothing. And so in between planets, there's absolutely nothing. So what if the solar system isn't...
What about asteroids?
Well, they'd be so small in the other particle that it wouldn't be picked up.
Okay.
Right? So then what if we're just, like, all an atom that make up somebody else's universe?
You're talking about, like... I know exactly what you're talking about. You're talking about, like, if we're, like, a little bit of, like, a...
Yeah, yeah. Or not even just someone else's body. Just like
a flower.
Yeah, like straight up a flower.
So I'm just picking this up and walking with us right now.
And then there's like a hurricane.
Yeah, I think I don't know about that one.
But it could be.
I don't know about that one, Sherlock.
It could be, because like then that thing.
I guess it could be technically in a way. There's no way to debunk that theory.
Or have you heard of the universe was created in 7 days, or the universe was created in 3 days.
God.
No, not only God, but like everything in the universe. There's so many different theories that run through my mind. Like everything was created 3 days ago, and this is an actual religion. So every day, so all your memories are from 3 days, like are pre-imprinted into you, like programmed into you.
Mm-hmm.
And your entire life was pre-programmed just so the universe would just be starting up and running.
Right.
But the thing is, it's a theory. It's very illogical of a theory.
Yeah.
I understand that. But it's so interesting to think because you can't disprove the theory.
Right, I guess, yeah. So, like, what? Does it always resets every 3 days?
Yeah.
And you all your memories prior to those 3 days are just planted in you?
Yes.
I mean, I guess you can debunk that, but that's total horseshit.
But it would be so, like, what if someone was just, like...
What would
like,
be the point of that?
What why? If, why? What if why someone just...
starting every 3 days?
What if someone just came to you with, like, all of your lives? Like, multiple universes. Like, universal theory.
All
like, different
lives? Like, you're meeting yourself?
Yeah.
That'd be sick.
That'd be insane.
That'd
like,
be fucking awesome.
What if you didn't have cereal this morning? How would your life be different? You know?
Oh, I know what you're saying. Like if you're driving,
a little bit of
you're driving somewhere in another universe, like, your guy actually crashed on that road.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got what you're saying.
Think of all, like, the different...
I believe in that.
Yeah.
I think there are definitely other, like, yous out there. The universe is so huge.
Like, every decision... Every decision you make was made different in a different dimension. That's what it's called, you know?
Yeah.
That'd be so cool.
You
want to
learn more about this, guys? Watch Rick and Morty.
Oh my gosh. I actually haven't seen too much Rick and Morty.
Oh, Rick and Morty's
no.
It's so funny.
You want to know how I actually started watching it?
Huh.
It's pretty whorish.
Say whorish?
Yeah.
Or were you Netflix and chilling with someone?
No, not Netflix and chilling. I would just, like, go over and then, like,
and
I'd
go over and some guy would be like, I'm going to put on my show. Yeah, you can just suck my
No,
dick.
They'd put on their show.
I was watching Rick and Morty.
No, they would put on the, they would like, what do you want to watch? And I was like, I've always wanted to watch Rick and Morty, but I don't have Hulu. And so I was like, can we watch Rick and Morty? And so I would just go over.
Oh, you would fuck people to watch it on
there. No. I would just go over there to watch the show. And when the season ended, I'd stop going over.
I'm guessing you would fuck them, right?
No.
You'd give them something, right?
No, I'd usually just, like, fall asleep.
Wow.
I was...
Give them, like, at least a hand.
I am... No.
A little rub over the jeans
or
something.
I am...
letting you watch Rick and Morty at his house for free?
Oh my gosh. The amount of Netflix
whorish.
Accounts...
That's not even a whorish. That's just evil.
The evil. Amount of Netflix logins I have on my phone are so...
Man, you're just out here fucking taking men's fucking accounts.
I actually know it's my friends too. I have.
Good on you though. You're getting away with it. Fuck yeah.
I'm on my mom's.
I support you.
But I'm on
your happiness.
I'm on my mom's Netflix now,
that's
I'm on my friend's.
Can share.
I'm on my friend's Disney Plus, and she is absolutely the best.
Mutual friend one.
Mutual friend.
Ah, mutual friend
one. No, not mutual friend.
Not mutual friend one?
Not mutual friend.
Oh, no, cool.
No, no, no. This is a different girl. She's super sweet.
I bet.
Yeah.
She's single?
No, she's engaged.
Everyone's getting fucking engaged these days.
Yeah.
Everyone's fucking relationships.
Why
I don't understand it.
Why aren't you in a relationship?
Fuck that. Shit. Hell no.
Lock it down.
Nope. Run away. See you never. Adios.
That's so funny.
Negatory.
Is this like a deep fear of yours? Or?
No, it's not a deep fear. It's just like, fuck that. Like,
when do you think the right time...
I don't have the time and energy to give a girl the love and support she deserves.
That's very responsible, and I respect that a lot. Because it does take so much more time and thought that people don't recognize. They're like, yeah, I could be in a relationship. And then...
Like, you gotta care and nurture her. You gotta, like, be able to be there for her.
You gotta be able to drop shit.
You gotta be able to talk to her. You have to, like, understand her. And yeah. And they're, like, in a mood. Like, you gotta be able to decipher that mood.
And then as a woman, you have to...
When they get on a period.
Oh, my God. Shut the fuck up.
And then hearing about the cramps. Oh.
Do you have Advil?
I do have Advil. Wait, you need some Advil right
now?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. There you go.
Gosh. Just calling us out. No, but,
always prepared. I learned.
No, but the thing is, as a woman, too, you see guys in these different lights that you haven't seen them in before. Like, actually being sensitive and going through sad times and then being able to be open with you about it. And then you have to learn how to react to that. So it takes a little trial and error when it goes through coming to relationships.
Camera angle a little bit. Change it up. There we go.
Oh my gosh, super cute.
Oh, 100%. You know? You gotta hit them angles.
That's
a
good shot of you.
There we go. Like a fucking talk show fucking angle type shit. This week on the Floating Island Tonight Show. That's what that angle reminds me of.
Oh my god.
What are we talking about?
Relationships and showing up and how much effort you have to put into that.
You gotta be there for your woman. 100%. Be there for your man.
Yeah, because guys.
Two-way street.
Guys are so sensitive.
We are.
They are so much more sensitive than women.
Some are, absolutely some are.
Okay.
Some have no emotions. Some will have...
No, they have emotions. They just hold them...
I have deep emotions.
Every human has emotions. They just decipher when they want to express it.
Girls are way more emotional, though.
Girls are just like, fuck, I don't give a shit. I'm going to share my emotions now.
You guys have way more hormonal things happen than we do.
Well, yeah.
I mean... Exactly.
So guys like us the least. Guys like us the least when we produce the hormone that they have the most of.
Testosterone?
Yeah.
Do girls give off testosterone?
Yeah, on their periods. Every period.
But how much?
It's equivalent to like a male or something like that. I don't really know. Yeah. I don't want to speak
facts.
But
it doesn't like turn you into a dude like them the girls
that
want to
turn
into
dudes. No, it's the excess estrogen turns into testosterone. Oh. And so that's why we're so aggressive and quick to react and super emotional.
And hungry.
Because...
Continue though.
You can have that one. but it's because it's the body has an excess in testosterone, so it is extremely emotional and abrasive, and girls aren't born with an abnormal amount of testosterone, so it's something that hits them quick, so they don't know how to deal with it. Guys are dealing with it in super emotional since they're born. Like,
yeah,
the boys at home, not my kids, but the ones that I watch.
Not your kids?
Not my kids. No.
Okay. So you don't even have to say not my kids.
Because when I say the boys at home.
The boys at home. Boys at home. Like
Yeah, my nephews.
I have nephews.
Then. Yeah, but I call them the boys. They're super emotional because they're learning
how
to...
They?
Well, they're babies, so they're allowed to be emotional. Oh my
god. Because they're crying. I wouldn't say they're emotional. No. They're just processing.
No, it's because they're like, why can't I punch my brother in the face? And you're like, because that's not nice. And he's just like, he said I was a sushi.
You said they're babies? How old are they? They're punching each other in the face?
Yeah.
How old are they?
Well, they're babies to me.
Like 2, 3, 4?
3 and 7. 4 and 7. 4 and 7, both of them.
Oh, well, hey, yo, if that 4-year-old wants that smoke, and the 7-year-old can definitely give it back.
The 4-year-old's... I live that way with my older brother. The 4-year-old's way bigger.
My older brother can definitely pack a bigger bunch.
No, so the firstborn was from my sister-in-law's boyfriend, and he's a little bit shorter. And my brother is, like, 6'2". So Joshua is younger, but he's about the same size.
How old is the 6'2 one?
My brother's 6'2".
How old is he?
25. 25. But, yeah, so he graduated, and then, not graduated, he had the 5-year-old when he was 22. I don't fucking know his age anymore. His birthday is in June.
Light main fly.
Yeah, you know.
My birthday is in June.
I'm June 14th. You're June 17th?
June 1st.
Oh.
Rah.
Strange.
How is that strange? I'm a fucking Gemini. I don't believe in star signs, though.
I believe in star signs.
Oh my gosh, tell me. No.
Yes.
Why?
It's
total bullshit. No offense if you believe in star signs.
It's fun to get into.
Sure, it's fun to get into, but they're like super predictable and they're like super generalizations.
Well,
like,
it's not.
They're not going to get it wrong.
It's not like I'm going to read my horoscope
Gemini
today.
Gemini like happiness. Everyone's just, anyone that reads that that's a Gemini, oh, I like happiness too.
Ooh. No. It's not like horoscope and star signs are completely different.
Okay, explain star signs.
Okay, so your star chart goes down to the time you were born. And the thing is, there is some truth to why people act in those ways. Because if you're born the same day as someone else born on that same day, you're going through similar life changes with the economy, right? Right. So you're having different impacts that are going to affect how you react. I think it's more so based, like, there's a whole lot of different things that cohabitate. Because...
cohabitate?
Yeah, that all works together. Is that a better word?
Cohabitate. I don't know. So you're saying that it matters when you're born. I'd agree with that.
Yeah.
The star signs, I guess, are just... like, I was born in the year of the bull, I guess.
I don't know what that means.
The Chinese one.
Oh.
I think it was
that would make sense for you.
So how? I'm a bull? You're gonna get the horns. How does that make sense? Let's see. What's your star sign? You're a Gemini, too.
I'm a Gemini.
Yeah. Oh, it makes sense for you.
Thanks.
Yep.
You're offended by that.
No, I'm not offended by it. It does not make sense to me, like, how some people actually base their lives off of this shit.
It's not something you should base your lives off of, but if you're gonna use...
it can be fun, but it's total bullshit.
If it's saying something like, go for that job interview today, it could help someone go for that job interview.
Yeah, okay, sure. It could be helpful, yeah. Because usually it's positive. See, that there's nothing wrong with that. It's a positive thing, and you can get positivity
out of it. Do you have CoStar?
Do I have what?
CoStar?
CoStar?
Yeah.
What's that?
Just download it.
What is that?
We're going to see your star chart today.
No.
Download it.
I don't want to see my star
chart. Download it.
What's it called?
CoStar.
CoStar. And, like, what? How much do I have to fill out? I don't want to fill out, like, an
You just need your name, date of birth, where you were born, and the time of your birth.
Does it have the moon? Is that one?
Yeah, sure.
What, you have it on your phone?
I do have it on my phone.
Is it a fucking picture of a moon?
I think it's a moon.
This is gonna dramatically change my life.
It's not gonna change your life, but sometimes it's really funny. Like, it'll have, like, 3 do's and 3 don'ts, and sometimes I'm, like, just having a shitty day, and it's, like, don't do. Clubbing, lying, being a bitch, and I'm, like, cool. I won't do that.
Clubbing, lying, and being a bitch.
Like, let's see what my do's and don'ts are for today.
My date of birth. There we go. Let's give it.
Oop. So mine says... Mine says push back with someone today, or are you ready to stay true to your values? Do bright red, team sports, bonfires, don't do public speaking, debate, imposter syndrome. So
my birth time, I have no idea.
You don't know what time you were born?
I was like early in the morning. I was like at 3 a.m. or something like that. It's like 3:07. My birthplace? Poor...
It's just fun to look at, but I don't think it's something you should base your life off of. Definitely not.
Alright, let's see. No thanks, I don't want to turn on anything.
Do you agree?
Oh, add your closest friend.
Oh my gosh. Do you have closest friends?
Do you have any close friends? Are you taking advice? Okay. Alright, are you looking? What is this? Do I go to you? Oh, I go to you. Are you taking your own advice, power, and social life, and sex, and love? Pressure in thinking and creativity? Trouble with route, spiritual, and... What is this? Today, all your feelings are out in the open. You forget to make the bed. You let cups pile up in your room. See, this is horseshit.
You did a good job. Like, you made your bed today, and there's no cups in here.
Right?
Let's see what mine is. Let's see.
My chart?
Today, things feel hard. You check off items on your to-do list and still can't seem to get anything done. Focus on attention. You need to get things done. Already know problem solved. And that's a start. Well, first of all, today, I didn't do anything on my to-do list.
I don't know. I mean, like, it's a positive thing, so that can be good. I appreciate that part of it, that it can be a positive thing in somebody's life.
Because sometimes I'll just be like, just do it. Like, a good, like, little Nike 100%. Slogan.
Yeah, exactly. Just do it.
But do you agree that, like, everything is energy, though?
What do you mean?
So when you talk to people, everything that is in the world and in the universe is energy. Oh, you, like,
get good energy back?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I say that because I think it's a good outlook on life. I think you should always be putting positivity and love out there.
Yeah.
And I believe you will receive it if you give it. Like, absolutely.
I like good things happen to good people.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, but I would say, like, it's not, like, karma type thing.
No.
Because if you're always putting good out there, and you're doing good things, or you're working hard, and you have, like, a good worth ethic.
Shitty things need to happen for you to be able to learn and grow smarter. Cause
Sometimes, that is a way.
Like, have you ever met someone that's not gone through too much, and then you're just like, damn.
Yeah.
You're not that smart.
I wouldn't say they're not that smart. It's just sometimes they're not that well experienced in life.
Well-rounded. Okay,
fair. Yeah, they might just, they have different outlooks on things because they haven't gone through certain things. That's what I would probably say.
That's a good outlook on it. That's a very good outlook on it.
Yeah. I'd say my outlook is pretty solid at life. I enjoy life. I enjoy waking up in the morning and getting to experience another day.
Sometimes.
All the time. Every day can be the best day ever. The day will only shine as bright as you let it.
I'm not extremely religious anymore, but like I do have like a little, I do believe in like God and stuff like that.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I had this cross that my mom got from Costco, or I think it was online. You know those infomercials?
Right.
That used to go on? But it was like, every day is a gift from God, and I couldn't even read yet. And I think, just as a little kid, it built like a different mindset in me, because I was constantly like reading it, because ADHD, you do what you can with what you got. And like, for the most part, it's like, okay, you know, today might not have been great, but at least I learned something. Or, like, waking up and, like, what new things can you do today?
Always looking for the lesson and everything. Yeah. It's not a bad way to live. It's a good mindset to have. But I would also have the mindset of where, like, there's no such thing as a bad day. Every day can be good, and you can just learn throughout the day. It's, like, the exact same day, like, you're having, but I just look at it a little different.
That's true. But there's so many there's so much to say for a difference in perception.
Yeah.
Because there'll be times I'll be like, did it really happen like that? I saw it this way. And they're like, no, it happened like that. I'm like, oh, interesting. So, like, always seeking to understand.
Don't lie to yourself, I guess. Don't change the memory up to fit yourself better.
No. Seeking to understand different people's perspective rather than just seeking to know an answer.
Yeah, like our mutual friend. Trying to understand her perspective.
Oh, my gosh. You still didn't even go into tea with that. It's okay.
We're not going in on
that. We're not going into that.
That's all behind private doors.
Yeah.
If that mutual person listens to this podcast... Hey.
There's a few mutual people.
What do you mean? I don't know anyone else that you know.
There's a few mutual people.
Who? Who other than the mutual person we know that I'm talking about?
I'm sure there's a few.
I doubt it.
I'm sure.
I doubt it. I don't know.
Okay, fair.
I don't know.
Have you been watching, no, he would never. Love is Blind.
No. I know of it, but no. I never watched it. I swear, I was just talking to a girl. She was like, I'm watching this show, Love is Blind. I'm like, that's where they fuck all the time on it, right? Like, they don't get punished for fucking.
That was me.
Huh?
That was me.
That was you?
Yeah.
You're on that show fucking?
No. I was talking to you about Love is Blind.
Was that you?
Yeah. It was 2 days ago. I watched the whole season.
Yeah, I always thought they fucked on that show, but then, no, it's where they just find love. There's so many shows like that, like that Too Hot to Handle, which I do actually
That's
watch.
The show, It's Too Hot to Handle is the one you're talking about.
I watched that one, I thought it was funny, I'd get high as fuck and watch that and laugh my ass off, bro, especially when they're losing money, like, doing the dumbest thing, like, fucking in the shower, and then they would lose, like, $25,000, I'd laugh my ass off.
Sometimes it makes me think if they're, like, behind closed doors, like, can you do this, and I'll just pay you when you get out, but it's for the show. You know,
like, porn?
Do you think people actually are that horny that they would throw 25 grand away to kiss?
It's not like that. They have a price, like, kissing is, like, $500, or, like,
no, it's not. Kissing is, like, a lot of money.
Or it was, like, $5,000. It was like $5,000 for kissing.
It's like $5,000 just to kiss someone?
Hey, yo. Yeah, nothing wrong with that, you know? It was a part of the show. Part of the show. It was funny.
But...
And yeah, people, like, they don't care. Just think about it. They didn't put any money into that pot. They can only get money, so they're not really losing anything. They walked out with $0. It's not like they lost anything. They got a vacation on a beautiful island for 6 weeks where they tried to resist fucking beautiful people.
They're going to be famous afterwards.
Exactly. They have nothing to lose. So, hell yeah, I'd be like, $5,000, fuck it.
I was listening to this comedian, and he was hilarious. It was a comedian or a podcast, I'm not sure. But he was just like, you know, modern dating shows are just the funniest thing ever. We take really hot people.
They're retarded usually, that too. They're dumb. I don't know if you can say that word anymore.
They're stupid. They are stupid.
They're
like, how desperate do you have to be to want to be like, I'm going to go get married to this stranger?
Get married? They're not getting married at the end of these ones, are they?
No. Yeah, they do. They do.
Like Bachelorette.
Bachelorette, Married at First Sight, Love is Blind. They all have a wedding.
Well, you're signing up for it if you're doing that show called Married at Sight, right, at First Sight.
That's the thing. But how desperate do you have to be, and what extent do you go towards to be famous?
People do plenty of crazy things to get famous.
Wait, I have to go to the bathroom.
All right, quick bathroom break.
My bad.
Go ahead.
You're welcome.
We'll be back after a quick moment with our sponsors. We're back.
Oh my gosh. What were you talking about?
Oh, that's a great question.
That was a good conversation, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it was solid. I wish I could remember it in this moment. What other conspiracy theories you kind of got going on in your head? Because you say you're very much into that stuff.
No, it freaks me out because I get... What was that conversation I told you to spark up?
What do you mean?
When I came here. Because I have so many theories that I just think about right before I go to bed. And then I'm like, I should write that down. I should... Like, write that down.
Like, you're creating the theories?
Sometimes.
Or you're reading the theories?
I read theories and sometimes I create theories. Because in all reality, life is just theories. You never have anything solid.
Yes. life is just theories. Well, it's not like theories. Life is life, but there's just theories about it. How does it actually work? How does it move? How does it flow? I need to know. I want to know. You know?
Let's see. Yeah, no, I don't remember. Fuck.
What if you're actually, like, none of this is real? Right now, you're actually just a mental asylum patient. Like, you're just in a room, dark, cushions all over the wall, in a straitjacket, and life is so just unbearable for you. You've retreated so far into your mind that you've just constructed this reality. So, like, none of this is real.
Then they need to give me better drugs.
I mean, wouldn't this be, like, the craziest drug ever? You've created a whole reality to live inside while you're trapped inside a like
an insane asylum. Isn't that what we do when we go to bed, though?
Dreaming? I guess yeah. In a way you're going to, like, a different, like, state. People can say different realities, different dimensions. Some people say that, like, that's the actual, like, gate world into another dimension.
It could be.
It very well could be.
Think about the people that, like, die in their sleep. What if they just went to a different dimension and couldn't return?
Or, like, what? Who knows what happens during, like, when you sleep or something?
Did you know? Around you.
Because you'll never know you're sleeping.
Oh, please don't say that.
What?
Oh, my gosh. Do you want to hear something horrible that happened to me?
Absolutely.
So, I'm exaggerating. I was sleeping, and then around 3 in the morning, one of my brothers is a complete dick. I parked my car behind his because I was supposed to leave early to drive my friend to TJ, right? Like, I was going to leave at 5:50 in the morning. That's pretty early for the weekend. And I was like, okay, it's fine if I park in the driveway. So at 3 in the morning, my brother, like, slams open my door and just starts, like, move your car, like, yelling. And it, like, the whole action made me scream before I woke up. I noticed and I saw that there was a man in my doorway, and then I screamed again, and then he talked and I screamed again.
Just a triple.
Like, because I couldn't process anything. I was just like, I was recognizing things so quickly. And in that moment, I realized, like, damn, if someone was just going to, like, barge in and, like, kill me, I'd be, like.
I punch when you startle me.
If it was, I like, covered up because I sleep.
If I hide under the blanket, they'll go away.
No. I, like, shriveled up and, like, I, like, threw a blanket over me and I was like, ah!
This isn't real.
Not over my head, just over, like.
Oh. This blanket will protect me.
My amenities.
My no-no square.
And then he was
stop,
like,
don't touch me there. This is my
nightmare. But he was like, move your car. And I get up to move my car. And then he moved my car. I was like, was all that necessary? Did you really need to make me scream three times at 3 in the morning just to move my car?
That's kind of fucked if he already did it. He should have been a better brother.
No, and then he moved it and he parked it in our neighbor's parking lot, which may not sound bad, like in front of their house. But my neighbors live 300 feet away downhill. So when I'm going, waking up at 5:50.
Wow, you gotta walk all the way to your car. I understand that. Why would he park it there? Why wouldn't he just move it?
He's just an asshole.
It's kind of funny. Good on him, I guess, in a way to be an asshole. You might as well. He really committed to it. Because think about it. He parked it there and then walked up back to his car.
Yeah.
He was committed.
He's a committed asshole. That's the truth.
Exactly. So shout out to being a committed asshole. But hey, man, you should stop being an asshole.
Just be better.
Just be nicer, yeah.
Yeah, like, if you were going to,
like, good energy out, you'll get good energy back.
He totally could have just been like, hey, Abby, can you, like.
Or
like,
he could have just moved it and then just, like, over one space and then taken his car.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's good energy out, good energy back.
And I'm like, and you wonder why your friends don't like you.
Oh, damn.
I'm sorry.
It personal.
What? I make everything personal. Oh my god. He's a bully. I'd go down the stairs when I was younger.
You guys use bully a lot.
What?
I said you guys use the term bully a lot in your friend group, don't you?
No. Like straight up bully. I'd be going down the stairs. He'd be like, oh, look, the hippo's coming down. The house is going to come crumbling down. And then he was just like, you should be 100. He was like, you should be 100 pounds. You're obese. And I was like, okay. And then I got hot. And he was like,
oh. And then I got hot. Oh, and your brother was like, damn, looking sexy.
No, and then he stopped.
Sis.
No, when I got hot, When I got hot, he stopped talking to me completely. It's disgusting.
Double cheeked up, sis.
No.
Is that what happened when you...
What happened was, it was like, oh, now you're anorexic, you little bitch. And I was like, what the hell?
Damn.
I can't win. And so the best thing to do...
Did Halloween come early, skeleton?
If he was being mean, I would just embrace... Like, if he was like, damn, you're a hoe, I'd be like, yeah, with your friends last night. Or like... If he was like,
so you gotta come up with better comebacks for him. You know he's armed and ready for everything.
You know, I like to make everything a joke because it helps me sleep at night rather than hurt someone's feelings.
My life is a comedy movie, 2023.
Always.
I mean, that's a great way to look at life. I mean, everything is kind of like a comedy. Everything can be pretty funny. You shouldn't take anything like personal.
Well, unless
he seems
kind of
malicious with it, but it seems like he might just have problems, maybe deep down.
Yeah, he's got problems.
Maybe he just needs a good therapy session.
Mom loves me more.
Oh, is that why? Is he jealous?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we just figure it out. Maybe we can have you guys on the podcast together and we'll do like a couple therapy session. No, you're just like, hell no.
I will never be in the same car as that man.
Even a car?
No.
Wow.
I will not be on the same road.
When did the hate start?
When I was 7 years old.
Wow, started off early. How old? So, he's younger than you, right?
No, he's
older.
8 years older than me.
And he just hated you from the get-go. What did you do at 7 years old that sent him off the deep end?
My mom loved me more.
That's all it comes down to. Is
so my mom used to have mother Sundays, and then when she got a daughter, she was like mother-daughter days.
Damn, your mother switched up.
And because my parents were together
She was looking at it like, ah, oh, you've grown up, you're too old for this. He was like, what, you're 7, he's 8 years older than you.
He was like 12 or 13.
12, yeah, 12, 13.
He just victimizes himself too much.
Oh, that's a pussy mindset.
He's a pussy.
Like,
I'm the funny one.
Said, yo, if you're a victim of actually something, absolutely. I wouldn't say let it consume you. Get the help you need. Get a way to process and heal. And
my other brother is an absolute, not an absolute angel, but he's a decent person.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, he tries his best,
but he doesn't know.
Bothers. Oh my god, yeah, I get home from work and he's like, can we smoke a bowl? I'm like, I don't smoke, Matthew. And he's like... Come on, just... And I'm like, no. Yeah. And
We should smoke after this. Me and you can smoke.
I don't smoke.
Hey, always time to start.
No, I used to.
I mean, like, you ever just want to get high every once in a while?
I do.
Get high, eat some munchies, watch a good movie.
I do, but I want to make sure this job transfer is clean before.
Well, if you gotta do it for work, then that's totally understandable.
I don't have to do it for work, but I don't want to give them any excuse to fire me, because I'm not the best employee.
It's legal. You're of age, too, so...
Just one of
those...
Is
it a federal job?
Technically, it's selling real estate, so... You have to...
I mean, if it's in the job description, like, if they're like...
They said that they do drug testing, but they didn't say for what.
You could always ask them.
But the thing is, I used to be on, what's that stuff called?
What would you guys drug test for, like, with weed being legal and all that? You could change it up. Just ask them, like, with weed being legal, what do you guys drug test for? Like, hard stuff, like heroin and stuff like that? Like, make it seem like it's just, like, a top-of-the-head thought. And they'll be like, yeah, we don't test for weed. We just test for, like, you know, like, PCP, heroin, meth.
Damn.
Like, all the big stuff.
I used to... So, did you have to take health class in high school?
Yeah.
What was your drug that you were assigned?
I don't remember anything like that.
I did PCP.
Yeah?
Yeah. No, not like... I didn't do the drug.
Pretty crazy.
I didn't do the drug. I studied the drug.
Yeah. It seems pretty nuts.
It's insane because it's one of those drugs that gives you, you know, the mom strength to where you can, like, lift...
Like
three times
that
you can lift, and because your baby's in danger,
but
you're just paranoid about all these things. So it's like that's the drug that most people kill themselves on. They jump out of things. They like
because they get so paranoid.
Go on murder rampages. They jump out of the hospital mirror.
You probably have to do a
windows.
Ton to do that.
No, that was just like a slight
LSD.
Overdose.
With like shrooms. And then weed is always...
But I still don't fully understand what PCP is.
But I don't view weed as a drug. PCP, I don't even really know much about PCP. The only thing I know PCP from was from, there was, like, a scene in a movie. It was, like, the We Are Your Friends, that Zac Efron DJ movie.
Love Zac Efron.
And, like, they, like, drank it, and the guy was like, yeah, you just did some PCP. He's like, I just did some PCP. And, but it was, like, a cool scene. Like, the world was turning into, like, colors and anime stuff, and it was sick. But I'm guessing that's not actually what it's like it could be. But
PCP, for the person that's doing it's great. It's for the people that are around them.
I bet.
Like, even gurneys can't hold them down. Like, well, they have to be strapped.
You go crazy, but what if you go in with, like, you should be doing that drugs only when you're in, like, a good mindset.
The thing is, it deteriorates your frontal lobe.
But you need to be in a good vibes, good mindset when you're doing shit like that. And well, you'll probably have a great time and a great trip, and people are probably chilling. Because there are plenty of people that do it that aren't going rampages and killing people, because no one would do it if that was just the only side effects.
Well, no, it dude, makes you in
have a good time.
The reason, listen. The reason people do it is because it makes you feel so powerful, and when you feel that power, you feel like you're gonna. That was what I was reading. It makes you feel like this eliteness, elite status. So when you do it, you just feel like you can do anything without reaping the repercussions because you see yourself as God. You're like. It's not that you're instantly like, oh, I'm angry, I'm going to murder someone. It's like, you messed up my life, I'm better than you, no one's going to come after me after this. Oh. I'm God, I can jump off this building and I'm going to live. It's the unrealistic desire to be able to do anything that That's is good. Why people die. But it makes you feel so good because you feel so, like,
hey, try powerful. Everything once, right?
No. Still haven't done shrooms, still haven't done LSD.
Great. Those are both great.
And I still
have great times.
Like, I didn't realize how common
a good time.
I did not realize how common cocaine was in California.
Fuck, no. I don't do that.
No, me neither. No,
like,
but
I don't like if you do it, you do it. Fuck it.
No.
Me personally, like, I have no desire for it. Like, I don't want
to
spend the money.
What school
on it.
Did
and
you
it
go
doesn't
to?
Do anything for me. I went to Del Norte until, like, my junior year.
That,
and
see,
then I graduated in 29 Palms.
I didn't know that that was, like, a real problem until I got back from college.
What?
Cocaine like, cocaine in high school, yeah.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's always been around. I knew the kids that did it.
Really?
Oh, hell yeah, in high school.
Oh, my gosh. I was such a shut-in.
Like, I didn't, like, start smoking weed, though, until, like, my junior year in high school. But, like, I knew all those kids. I hung out with all of them. I just didn't do anything until junior year is when, I guess, I started.
I
tried coke a few times, but it never did anything for me. So, like, I think it's just worthless. Like, kind of, like, I guess not worthless.
Well, do you have ADHD?
Yeah.
That's why.
So, exactly. That's what I figured out. Because it probably just made me focus more. Because I didn't do it, and I'm like, this ain't doing shit for me.
You're just like, I can do my taxes now.
I can do my taxes now, yeah. Exactly. So I was like, yo, why would I spend money on all this stuff? And it's not a cheap drug either.
No, when I was on Adderall, and I was prescribed Concerta.
Yeah, I did Concerta.
So
yeah, like
it was
6th grade. I got prescribed that.
They prescribed me Adderall. My mom wouldn't let me take it because of the problems with kids. So then they put me on Concerta. It made me such a dull person. I'm not sure if you can relate. Like, just lifeless.
It mellow you out.
Yeah.
It'd focus you up. I don't know.
And then I went off everything quite a few times. And then it's like, it feels, when I'm completely raw dogging this ADHD.
You're raw dogging.
People are like, are you okay? Are you on anything? I'm like, nope, no caffeine. Just jumping.
I was never like that. I was just more like, it was hard to keep my attention. I would be looking at stuff. I mean, I also had dyslexia.
Same.
I had to get, like, tutored and stuff like that to be able to, like, help me with that. I don't know. But I also think, like, it led to me being more creative, though. Because I definitely have a crazy imagination. I can definitely dive deep into it.
Poetry.
I love poetry. I write poetry just for fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just fun sometimes. I mean, I do music.
I love
stuff like that now. And what's up? Go ahead.
No, keep talking. I'm just ADHDing out. Interrupting.
Go ahead.
So,
chug a beer.
I love when people, like, give you a random prompt, and then you're able to make, like, poetry out of it. I think it's pretty insane.
Okay, like, what? Give me an example. You want me
so,
to
no,
prompt?
No. So, like, give me a pen and a paper and give me a prompt.
What do you mean? No, just say it off of your head.
No, just give me a prompt.
I need a prompt. I'm not buying a pen and paper around here. This shit's downstairs. Just make it up on your head like a freestyle rap.
No, but I need the prompt.
Okay, what's the... So I can say anything?
Yeah.
So I can be like... Green light.
It's easier with a pen and paper. Would it be something like, green light, you put up a fight, you're never right, never in sight. I need to write it down.
All right, give me a prompt. Let me see.
Black shoes.
What?
Black shoes.
Black shoes.
Yeah.
I walk down a path, cold and icy. No, this is the way, this is the path. I don't know, I ask myself quietly. The shadows darken. I look down to see my black shoes gone into the night. I don't know.
Wait.
I don't know, none of that rhymed, I don't think.
Give me a good 2 minutes, and I'll have something for you.
Oh, you're gonna write it?
Yeah, I'm gonna put it in my notes.
I don't know. I felt like I was giving, some...
That was more of, that was more like a prologue.
Yeah, some spoken word shit.
So you want green light?
No, here, we'll say... Green night.
Green night?
How about... Misty fog.
Misty fog?
Yeah, misty.
No, let's...
How about cold night?
Okay.
Cold night. We'll make it easy. Cold night. That should be an easy one. Give me another prompt. I'll try again while you type yours out.
Coors Light.
Coors Light?
Coors Light?
Alright, put me in a red Solo cup. Drink too much of me, you might throw up. I feel your belly so heavy. And man, couldn't you just catch me on the telly? Drinking my Coors Light. I ain't a hillbilly. I don't know. Coors Light. Get fucked up. I don't know. That was... I don't know.
Wait. Let me focus. 1 second.
Okay. Quick. Let me focus as I write this poetry. Don't you know it's me and you on this podcast? There's no three. Just two speaking into mics. Listen. As I learn how to ride a bike. I don't know. Faded. Faded for sure. Drink some more. Thank you. It's been 2 minutes though.
No, it hasn't.
It definitely has been 2 minutes. I'm over here.
Okay, I'll free ball it after this, but you can't interrupt, okay?
I would never.
I'm super bad. Okay. This is shivering.
Now I will never interrupt again. I'm just kidding.
I'm gonna get over there. Shivering, jacket's gone. Damn, I wanna call my mom. My dress is short, the night is cold. Will I ever get old? The alcohol is burning off. I feel this cold, I'm developing a cough. You know, the partying's getting to me, and will I ever be able to see the night of day, the day of light, all the things that are never in sight? Shivering nights, shivering jackets. Girls don't wear jackets.
It ends with girls don't wear jackets.
I didn't get that far.
Oh. Girls don't wear jackets.
Girls don't wear jackets. It ruins the outfit.
Girls don't wear jackets in this world made of plastic. Hear my thought, can you hear me? I could tell you that I have the key. It'll unlock the life and the treasure you seek. Come find me over here, or you seek somewhere else. Don't get lost in your despair. I keep it frozen. I'm like Elsa. I could shoot you with my ice power. There's no stopping us.
That was rough.
That was terrible.
How was mine? How was mine?
It was good. No, I actually really
it was decent.
It was good. It was good.
You didn't listen to me. It's fine.
I did listen. No,
you should have given
listened.
Me one more minute so I could have finished
it. No, I did listen. I don't know why.
You know, I'm offended.
Why are you offended?
You didn't care.
I did care. I was just...
I don't feel like you care. It's cool. Whatever. I'll hold this against you.
Whoa! I do care, and it was good. Hey, for your two-minute poetry, maybe I should have tried to write it down. I was just trying to let my
never again. That's a one-night stand poetry line.
One-night stand poetry line. What did I say? I think Atlas wants to come back in.
Atlas.
Yeah, feel free to open that door up. What's up, homie?
He's like, are you okay? Yeah, I'm okay.
You want to close the door?
Yeah.
Oh man, I just ripped off a little fucking. What is this called thing? That little
tap.
My little tap and just fell in my boot.
Disgusting.
Oh no, boy!
You got
I'll
such a big head.
I'll experience what turtles experience all the time.
You know what? That's okay. I burned my feet today.
You're on pavement?
Yeah.
Ah.
Like not pavement, but on courts.
On pavement? Yeah. Not on pavement. On courts.
Like, rocks. Like
rocks,
riverbed
yeah.
rocks. Okay, slam one.
Mine has metal in it now.
Okay. Don't be a bitch.
Don't be a bitch. Just swallow that metal. Swallow it. Fuck yeah. Send it down the hatch. That actually probably really hurt when I shit.
You wouldn't live that long.
I would. You'd be able to swallow that much metal and survive.
No.
Yeah, you would.
It would cut open your tummy.
No, it's not, like, sharp. I'd have to sharpen it.
It is sharp.
Kind of roundish.
No.
But, like, it could pass through. Not
no,
open.
It could not pass through.
It could pass through. People fucking swallow, like, Hot Wheel cars and are fine.
They don't poop them out.
Yeah, they
How
do.
How do you swallow a Hot Wheel?
There are plenty of people. Have you ever looked up those weird surgeon reports, man? People swallowing all sorts of stuff, like a cue ball.
But how do you do that?
I don't know. Dumb,
like, how do you
dumb,
put
like,
that in your mouth?
I don't know. You could open up that Hot Wheel and find out.
You can try.
Nah, all you, girl.
Nah, your mouth
but
is bigger.
You probably got more experience shoving
nah,
things
nah,
in your
nah,
mouth,
nah.
though.
I got the gag reflex. Of like, it is so bad.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because
I am not impressive. I am not impressive.
She's like 2 inches and done.
I'm like a
as
toothbrush.
As soon as it touches my uvula, I am throwing
if it
up.
If it touches my lips, I'm gagging.
Can't even drink like any drink with a straw. Too much. Too much.
Sometimes the sandwich goes too deep, and you're like,
oh. You probably can't eat hot dogs, can you?
Bananas or cucumbers.
Oh, man. You gotta make them into smoothies.
Oh, my
Can't
God.
Can't even use a straw, though.
I'm a weird texture person. Can't, like, yogurt.
Oh, I can be weird about textures, too, though.
Yogurt?
I can do yogurt.
I like yogurt, but it's gotta be with something crunchy.
Yeah, like granola and stuff.
No, not granola. Like cereal and some freeze-dried.
Nuts or something?
No.
Like, you just don't like nuts?
They're just high calorie.
I mean, you like nuts, but, like,
oh
you don't
goodness.
Like nuts.
No, like, can we talk about the health industry for a second?
Nuts got you thinking about health industry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Health industry is a fucking scam. It is.
What do you mean?
Try this healthy granola.
Oh, yeah, it's all killing us.
Nah, it's like,
all,
it's not healthy. Your granola for one serving is 1,100 calories or 500 calories when that's, like,
but
about the size
of
a meal.
Calories, though,
no, there isn't. That is all bullshit. Everything that you learn about health and organic and
it's
blah,
all
blah,
shit.
Blah, blah,
it's
blah.
It's all killing us, guys.
If you're trying to be a healthier person, then you just want to stick to non-processed food. But if you're trying to lose weight, you just have to calorie count. Doesn't
well,
matter
also,
the shit that you eat.
Also, like, how fit you are.
No, not really. You can lose so much weight and not have to work out.
Look at Asian people, though. They live, like, till, like, 100. It's because they always eat that good stuff. Vegetables. They eat a lot of seafood, noodles. Yeah.
Well, yes, but they're also very keen on physical fitness.
You want me to go throw on the AC?
Yeah.
I got you.
Is that okay?
No.
That menstrual cycle's kicking in.
Oh, wow.
And, like, this man just warmed me up. No, come back, Alice. Okay, can I say my poem now? Even though it's not done.
What? You finished writing your poem?
No, I didn't finish writing it, but I added more.
Okay. Take it away.
This isn't with context, so it might sound weird. It's called Shivering Jackets, right? That was the prompt.
Without the context? So you wrote this before?
Like, not with the context.
What's the context?
Like, without the tonality being, like, you know, like slam poetry. Okay. Without it being slam poetry, it might be weird.
Go ahead. Okay. Slam it away.
Shivering. Jacket's gone. Damn, I want to call my mom. My dress is short. The night is cold. Will I ever get old? The alcohol is burning off. The cigarette is making me cough. You know, I want to be bold. I don't want to get old. I like being cold. Forgetting this jacket. Damn, he caught me lacking. Oh my gosh, he is racking. Yeah, that's it.
Hell yeah. So you wrote that before.
No, I just wrote that like as you were now. Changing.
Right. What's the context?
What were you
thinking of when you were writing?
When I was have you ever been to a club? No, I'm not a girl.
Have you ever been to a club? No, you're not a girl.
Shut up.
Been to clubs, but not as a girl, you're right.
Yeah, exactly. It's a different type of scenario.
Yeah, you get free drinks.
Not anymore.
Not anymore?
No.
Guys have started standing up for themselves in the clubs? No,
the clubs are too expensive.
Way to go, guys. You know, buy the girls drink if you're wanting to flirt and get to know them. Don't just buy girls drinks just to flex.
Honestly, it feels bad to have a guy buy me a drink. Why? If I'm not going to talk to them.
If I was talking to someone, I'm vibing
with
them.
If we're talking, yeah, and I'm just by like, all means. Yeah,
let me buy you a drink. Because I'm like, I'm down to keep talking to you.
Yeah.
But like, I don't like those guys that are just like, hey, I'm going to buy everyone drinks. I'm going to buy all that. Like, for random people. I'm just like, dude, don't waste your money like that. I'm just like, save it, bro. It's not worth it. Like, people are just going to use you to get like fucked up.
Exactly. I don't like that.
It's like it seems very artificial because that's like, it's almost like people like buy friends for the night because they're just buying them drinks.
Exactly.
And then they all just go home their separate ways and shit like that.
But sometimes you need like that little bit of reassurance, okay? Because if that's all you got, then that's what you got. But what I was thinking during writing that is I would go out to PB with my friends. And then usually one of them was in a relationship with another dude, and they would get in the fight, like, the middle of the night out. So I would just be sitting on a curb, and it was cold because you can't wear jackets with your dresses, plus you don't want a jacket in a club. It's hot, and it's sweaty, and it's gross. So I would go, and I'd be sitting on the curb, and people would be coming up and, like, smoking cigarettes next to me and all that stuff. I personally don't smoke, don't got anything against it. You do you, whatever makes you happy, boo.
You do you, boo.
Yeah, exactly. And so they'd sit down, and then I'm going to add a line about a food truck, because there's always a good food truck there.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. I'm
always a good food truck.
Good food truck, like tacos.
But the amount of people that come up to you once you buy your food from a food truck, they're just like, oh, let me get a bite. I'm like, bitch, fuck off.
Oh, yeah, all the friends that are like, oh, or they'll be like, no, I don't want anything. As soon as you buy something, I'm like, motherfucker,
I'm
no.
Like, what the fuck? You're gonna know.
And then you're too nice to say no. You're like, fine. Like,
there was this dude, and he came up. He was like, can I get your number? And as I was eating, I was like, I'm eating.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's on
like,
you gotta give, like, respect to persons.
It's 2 a.m, I'm sitting on a curb, and my friends are fighting behind me, like.
Do your friends fight a lot?
Some of them, yeah.
Does our mutual friend fight a lot?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Damn. Fighting is so pointless, though. Like,
not you could just, fighting, just like, getting, like, offended and sensitive.
What's the point of getting offended and sensitive? Like, when you could just live and coexist with everyone. Everyone has different beliefs.
It makes you feel like a sense of validation when you're able to change other people's opinions.
Fuck that. I don't care what you think or what you believe.
Oh, I'm not defending.
I care what you think.
I'm not defending.
I respect what you believe.
I'm not defending the action, but I'm sharing the understanding from their point of view.
I disagree with that because people should. Do that. I understand what you're saying, where it's like, I get how they look at it, and like, they can change people's minds. It's like a win.
Yeah.
Like, they win. They get, like, pleasure out of it. But, like, fuck that. Just let people live their life and find their own happiness.
Exactly.
You should just be vibing with them.
Okay. When I'm at work, I always have, like, a pretty big lunch. And, because I eat... It may not look like it, but I eat kind of healthy. So, for
you
lunch...
You say, I may not look it, but I eat kind of healthy?
Yeah.
Don't don yourself. You look gorgeous.
Of course.
Own it.
Gorgeousness healthy, is though. Personality, not in the way that you appear. But...
What is that? Let me check something with the camera real quick. What is this? Oh.
Oh, you messed up.
I didn't mess up. I just gotta go. Oop. Wrong thing. I clicked the wrong thing.
This is a nice couch. Where'd you get it from?
The cat. I bought that off of a homie.
Craigslist?
No, off of a homie I go to the bar with.
What bar do you guys go to?
I went to IR a lot.
What's IR?
Instant replay. It's like literally 2 minutes from us, like right now. We could walk there and be there in like 3 minutes.
Let's go. Shotgun and then go.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just screw it.
Hey, I'm not screwing it. I'm doing a good job. I'm doing better than I thought I'd do.
What do you mean? I didn't say you're not doing bad. I said screw it because you're like screw it. Let's just shotgun a beer and go to IR.
Yeah, fuck it. Why not?
You want to go to an IR right now after you like just went like what to a lake and stuff? You don't want to go home, shower, kick it.
Do I look bad?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, wouldn't you want to relax? It seems like you've had a full day.
I'm relaxed.
Oh yeah, but you don't want to like. Usually when people go out, they want to, like, get ready. You just want to go out and just do a shot?
I'd want, like, a tampon and, like, put my jean shorts on, and then I'd be chilling.
I'm, like, before I go out, I'm always the type of guy, like, I like to shower, feel ready to go out.
Well, it's not going out. If it's just, like, a dive bar, it's not going out.
Yeah, but I still, like, I'm just, I don't
really?
Know.
Really?
Huh?
I like... Bar food. Like, not bar food, but, like, bar wings.
I wish I had bar food. There's
what?
A fucking... There's a Marco Pizza right next to it that you can get food and bring it to the bar.
Oh, so
but, like,
don't
this dive bar doesn't have food. I wish, though.
Oh, my God. Like, I love, like, the super deep-fried greasy wings.
Yes, I feel that. Like, usually dive bars have, like, something.
Do you have, like, wings
fantastic.
Around here?
Yeah, Marco's.
Okay, so we're getting wings and beer? No. Okay, cool.
I'm a loser.
We
invite everyone. We'll invite everyone.
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 Who's everyone?
Just everyone. We'll just invite everyone. Send it. Let everyone, hey, anyone listening right now, even though this will come out like 5 days after this is being recorded.
You know?
We'll just invite everyone.
I'll see y'all next week.
Yeah, hey, when this comes out, that day, we're gonna go to the IR. Just meet me there.
What? Why does that sound so familiar?
Instant replay? It's a great bar. It's a great bar.
Do they have pool tables in there?
Yeah, they got like three.
They have food.
No, they don't. I think you're thinking about Kelly's. Kelly's Pub has some food, and they have like two pool tables. But Kelly's Pub is low-key kind of trashy.
There was this time I went on a date with this dude. Never mind.
No, you just started the story. Continue.
I went on this date with this dude, and he was like, come hang out. And my biggest ick, you know what an ick is, right?
Yeah, I know.
My biggest ick is when guys lie about their height.
Like, oh, how tall did the guy say he was?
It's not the fact that I care whether you're short or tall. I don't care if you're skinny or fat.
Right.
Just be embraceive. Like, embrace it.
Yeah.
And be confident in it. Because if you're going to lie about something so stupid as your height...
So what? Like, how often do you lie?
I'd
how
say that,
tall did he say he was?
He said he was 6'4".
And how tall was he actually?
Homie was 6 foot. So homie was like 5'11".
Nah.
And the reason I know is because I have a brother that's 5'11". And I have a brother that's 6'4".
I mean, I'm like 5'9".
And height, that's not a bad thing.
I wouldn't want to be tall.
It's not
happy
a
being average.
Bad thing being shorter. My problem is, like, lying about it.
Well, yeah. No, I get what you're saying. Like, you shouldn't lie about that. And also, you don't want to start a relationship off of with a lie. Which is kind of funny because your boyfriend didn't tell you he was a Marine when you guys started.
He was probably on his profile somewhere, but no, yeah.
Oh, you guys met on, like, Tinder?
Hinge.
Hinge?
Yeah. If you want to meet your true love, check out Hinge. Just kidding.
Hey, it worked out for you guys. So
it did work out. No, but I was meeting up with this dude. It was in an RB bar, and I've never been. And then when I first get there, he, like, just tries making out with me in front of his friend. And I was like, I just met you, bro. Is that common?
No.
Okay. And
then
that's
weird.
And then he was like, do you want a beer? And I was like, yeah. And then he was just like, well, the bar's over there. And I was like, cool. So I went over.
Wow.
Like,
well, that's a douchebag.
I ordered, usually when I go to bars, like, and I meet someone for the first time, I usually just get a tonic and lime, so it looks like I'm drinking, like, tonic water with a lime.
Do you act like you're getting drunk a little bit?
What?
Do you act like you're getting drunk?
Personally, people think I'm drunk when I'm sober, so I just act like myself.
Fair, that's pretty lit,
though. If they're drunk...
You're drunk while sober, that's sick.
Yeah, so often people are like, damn, Abby, I just
I'd say I'm, like, kind of like I'm stoned.
They're like,
at all times.
That's it. Because
I'm just loving life. I'm high on life.
People are like, Abby, you say shit like you're high all the fucking time. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, it's cool.
Like, yeah.
I was for a good portion. And so, like, then I got my tonic and lime, and then he ordered, like, 4 drinks for the people, like, that they were playing pool with that were just complete strangers. And I was like, all right, that's fine, whatever. And then
I would have just left. You should have just been like, peace.
Yeah, and then I did leave. Like, I was only going to stay for 30 minutes. And as I was leaving, he's like, you're just going to leave me like that? Bro was also, you know, California's just full rotten military. So,
I mean, yeah, there's a heavy population.
So,
for sure.
The dude had the haircut, so I was just like, so you're in the military. And he's just like, no, I'm like, this, this is, if he's watching, this would be so strange. But he was like...
I mean, why? Like, I mean, your boyfriend, like...
Because it's calling him out.
This was your boyfriend?
No. No, it's not my boyfriend. This is a random dude.
Oh, this random guy's watching it? Hey, we're reaching all sorts of people, and that is awesome.
He was like...
Random guy, stop being such a douchebag, and you buy a girl a drink, and you try to kiss her at the end of the night when she likes your vibe.
Yeah.
You can tell if a girl wants you to kiss. I personally ask for consent. I'll be like, yo, you cool if I just fucking, like, or I'll be like, yo, I want to kiss you, you down? It's a little weird, but, like, I won't lie.
No, but dude shit's said weird. That, I was
it's like,
reading
vibes.
I was like, so what do you do for work? And this dude had a cover with his friend, his military homie, and he was like, oh, I'm like, you know, at the zoo, I, like, put penguins on their feet. And I was like, that's not a job. He was like, yeah, penguins can't walk straight. So I have to pick them up and put them on their feet. So, like, every time they fall, I got to pick them up. I'm a penguin picker-upper.
Yeah, a penguin picker-upper.
Yeah, and I was like, it was such a good line, though.
A real job that needs to be a real job.
No, like, honestly, I give him props. The dude was not a bad dude. Just, he needed to get laid, and I was not the girl for the job. So, you know.
No, I do. I understand that.
So, I was just like, what the fuck? And then his friend was like, I was like, what does he do for work? The friend's not even involved. He's like, oh, yeah, he's a penguin picker-upper. I'm like.
Penguin picker-upper. I love it.
It was. It's
I want to be a penguin
such a good now. Cover because it sparks so much conversation. And in all honesty, that date will be forever made in my mind because.
He's doing this pee-pee touch, so he probably doesn't think about it at all. He thinks that it was a fail.
He was like, you should come over. You should come over. I was like, I'm going to go home.
Only cuddle, though, and watch the movie. Really pay attention to it.
You are so funny. I suck at watching movies. Mark hates...
Girl, it commits... So, there's different... Okay, so if it's a Netflix and chill thing, we're watching a movie, like, I've already seen. Because I don't want to pay attention. But if we watch a movie I haven't seen, a girl should not expect for me to pleasure her in any
yes.
way. Because I'm going to be watching that movie. I'll be like, yeah, go ahead, give me some back scratchers. I'll play your hair.
Yeah.
Whatever. But, like, I'm watching this movie. This movie comes first.
That's the thing. So, when... If there's different types of cuddles, there's friendly cuddles and there's like sexual cuddles. I feel like if you're just trying to figure things out, you always start on the couch, right?
Yeah.
And then if it gets, once it's like, okay, this is my girl, then you move to the bed
this
and you're like,
my girl.
You're like, no. Be honest. Like, you're like, okay, you're a little bit more confident with the situation.
Like, well, I don't know, for a guy, it's probably a lot easier.
But
start on the couch, she rubs her little booty cheeks on your fucking good dick, and you're like, hey, you want to go to the bedroom?
But it's always a good thing to start on the couch. Don't ever be easy, because it, honestly, it feels good for the chase. The chase is nice.
I mean, I guess, I feel like I'm more of, like, why I'd watch a whole movie is I feel out a vibe. Like, if we vibe that way, then, and we can have fun in a sexual way, then hell yeah. I'm all about, like, a good vibe. Like, it should be fun. It should be enjoyable. And, like, I'm gonna feel out your vibe before we do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. But I've walked away from girls before, just like, I was chilling at this girl's place one time, and like, I don't know, like, her attitude, and we're like making out and stuff, like, it was getting like pretty hot too, and she said something, I forget what she said, I smoked, like, she said something, but I just remember being like, yeah, no, I stopped, and I was like, no, and she's like, oh, I don't mean like that. She's like, I'm sorry, I'm just baked. Because we just smoked like a blunt right before we went back inside. I'm like, yeah, I'm good. And I just left.
What'd she say?
I'm trying to think. It was something with ick. Like, it was the same way you used the ick. But I forget, she said
something. Do you not like the ick?
No, she said, okay. She said something. It was like, she was like, that would give me the ick. But I forget what it was. Oh, man.
The ick is so real, though.
But, like, I'm trying to think, but I remember her trying to, like, save, and she's like, we can just go back to watching the movie. We can just go back to watching the movie. We can start cuddling and just watch the movie. But I forget what, like, she said something. I don't know. It rubbed me wrong, dude. I feel like my high brain could have, like, been mega. But, like, I left her with some good life phrases. I just walked down. I was just like, hey, I hope you have all the happiness in the world and shit. I'm like, hey, if you ever throw a party, like, hit me up. You got my number. Like, I just remember, like, leaving, and she was trying to
convince me. You were just stoned.
Well, yeah, probably, but, like,
I just remember. Did it give you the ick that she said that it would give her the ick?
No, something. Something gave me the ick. Like, she was like, oh, I remember something. She was like, we were, like, really high. And she was like, I would hate to be too high and regret something. Like, as we're, like, fully making out, and, like, it's getting hot, and she's like, I hate to
that
be too high.
That could make you feel like you're doing something wrong.
I was like, oh, fuck. I was like, I'm good. And she was like, yeah, that would give me the ick. And I'm like, why would you even say that? She's like, no. She's like, oh, I'm like, no, why would you, like, oh, it was just icky.
Yeah, because.
I remember, like, being like, I'm out. Peace.
That's not, especially with things that are going on. If you,
it killed the mood.
If you don't feel,
my dick went from like poof down.
Cause you seem like a dude that'd be like very. You seem very respectful. So if a girl's like, you know, I'm not feeling it, you'd be like, yep, 100%. Hands up.
Well, I try to be, because I feel like I didn't respect women all too much, like when I was in high school and like younger, and especially in the Marine Corps. I mean, like, I won't lie, I definitely objectified girls.
There's a growth pattern.
Well, yeah,
not excusing the actions, but
you grow and you learn.
Yeah.
And now I'm just, everyone's a human being. Everyone deserves love and respect.
Look at you.
Well, no, it's true, though. But, when you're getting intimate with someone, it should be fun. It should be enjoyable. Like, I don't know. I remember
you shouldn't be talking about icks when you're making out with someone.
She was just like, I'm really high. She was like, yeah, I wouldn't want to get so high I regret something or something. And I was just like, are you saying you're so high, like, you're not going to be functioning? Are you saying that? Because I was like, absolutely not. Like, the last thing is, like, when a girl's, like, faded. Like,
yeah.
You never want to be fucking a girl, and she'd be like, I'm just so faded. Like, I probably wouldn't do this if I was sober. Hell no, get the no.
Because that's don't not start consensual.
That. Exactly. Then, exactly. It's almost like feeling, like, oh, you're not into this fully.
Yeah.
Like, you'd be fucked up, too, but if someone says that, that's the ick.
The thing, yeah.
Hell no. You go, nope. Mm-mm.
Especially, I think it's very important that if you're doing something, you should always be sober the first time. To make sure. Okay, but you shouldn't be plastered. Nobody should be plastered, and you should...
Yeah, you want to have fun. You want to be at the state where you can have fun, conscious, and have a good time and connect with the person.
Exactly.
100%. Yeah, but, like, if you want to get, like, have a blunt and stuff like that, or have a few drinks, hell yeah, get loose.
But don't be like, okay, I'm going to have 10 shots, and now I want to sleep with you. It's not like, we're sitting on opposite sides of the room because I'm scared of you.
That's not
enjoyable.
Like, drunk sex is not enjoyable. It's always messy and sloppy, and it's always just, like, kind of like,
guys can't keep it up.
We can keep it up. I feel nauseous. And we're doing, like, all the work.
You know how much, like, we're sloshing all that alcohol in our stomach every time we're thrusting. We're like,
well, then you should, like...
I feel like I'm going to throw up half the time
because being on top sometimes is pretty nice, though, because then you get to, like, just take it at your speed.
Oh, I agree.
A lot of times, guys go for, like, boom, 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 when you... It's, like, a good, like... You got a motion of the ocean.
No, I mean, the last girl I had sex with, definitely, she just rode... She just rode at her own speed, and then once she came, then she was like, you can do whatever your way, and I fucked her until I came.
That's the nice thing.
But she just rode because she found her rhythm. Yeah. It's all about the rhythm. Pleasing girls, guys, if you're listening, pleasing girls all is about all the about the fucking rhythm.
And if she says keep going, that does not mean switch it up.
No, no, it's like keep the rhythm. It's like you found it.
It doesn't mean speed up. It no. doesn't mean... It's
keep
just...
it, keep it, keep it. You gotta keep it. You gotta find that right rhythm on the clip. You gotta find that right speed. You gotta find it. And once you find the rhythm, and girls it's will go like, quicker once you find the rhythm.
It's like getting drunk. It's like once you find your happy place, that doesn't mean take another shot to keep it going. It just means write it out.
Yeah, write it out. There we go. Yo, we just helped so many guys right now.
I hope so. They need help.
Wow.
No, that's the nice thing about being...
All guys need help. Some of us are really good in ways.
The nice thing about being like a committed relationship, though, is just learning each other, and you don't have to worry about things anymore because they know all the buttons. They know all the triggers.
Yeah, you get to practice over and over again with someone, and they get it down. I don't know, but the thing is about like new people, though, is you get to try new things out. Now, what if someone's actually like able to still find your rhythm?
I think the thing I miss like the most would just be like... The talking stage.
And you missed the chase, huh? Like some guy trying to get in your
Not
pants.
Some guy trying, just... I love hearing people's stories. And I love talking to people and learning about their life and developing, like, a new, like, care for someone else. Not like... Like a friend, right?
Yeah.
But far too often when, like, females make that initiative, or at least in my instance, whenever I make that initiative, people think I'm coming from a place of, I'm horny, I want to fuck you. When it's really just like, no, I don't. I just want to learn who you are.
Yeah,
have some good laughs. Let's vibe.
You want to have a good vibe. Yeah, most guys think when a girl talks to them, they're just like, oh, she wants my dick.
Yeah.
But I agree. Like, we should... I have plenty of girls that are just friends that I love to hype up. Like, I'll be like, you look
like
gorgeous today. Yeah, our friendship, I mean...
You stuttered. It's okay. It's fine.
It's
I
just...
Get it.
Well, this is actually the first time we've ever even met in the flesh. That's what's crazy. First time we're meeting and you're just on the podcast.
It's because I'm funny.
Yeah?
No, I'm not.
Tell us a joke.
Why did the coffee file a police report?
One.
Guess. Just give me two guesses. Grounded. No. A police report.
Because it got cooked.
Because it got mugged.
Oh, damn. Oh, that's good. I'm gonna use that. There's this dude that I work with, and I tell him, like, a dad joke a day. I know some terrible jokes. I love anti-jokes. I love, like, dark humor stuff.
I have a lot of pickup lines.
I know some bad pickup lines.
Me too. Are you a knife? Because you're looking sharp.
Oh, that's a good one.
And I want you to dice me up.
Ooh. Oh, there's a second part to that. Ooh, I like that. Hey, are you... Were your... What is it? Oh, were your parents retarded? Because I think you're pretty special.
My mom says I'm special. That's why I get my own bus.
Hey. What was
this? This is so bad. Am I going to get canceled?
There's a terrible one. It was like a Star Wars one. It was like, hey, you thought Chewbacca was hairy? Wait until you see my Wookiee. I remember in elementary school that shit killed me.
I have a joke.
I couldn't even grow hair on my dick. I guess you don't grow hair on your dick. That sounds weird.
I was going to say, does it just grow right on the tip? Is there like a mole on your penis?
Imagine if someone whip out a dick and there, it looks like just like hair growing from the tip.
I remember my first time seeing like an uncircumcised guy and I was intimidated. It's
but
not that
seeing
it's bad.
A, oh, an uncircle. Oh, with all
yeah,
the foreskin.
Yeah, I was so. I was very intimidated.
Why? Because I was hiding. Because you had to poke.
I was just confused because I didn't think he was hard. Because all guys have a little bit of.
That just sounds like he had a really small dick.
He did.
Oh wow.
But like all guys, like you know the discolored part. That's the part that's cut, right? There's like a certain part at the tip that's like 3 inches, and it's like a lighter color or whatever.
Yeah, your tip. Yeah, I guess. So, yeah, I got what you're saying. Yeah.
Is this appropriate for the podcast?
I have no boundaries on this podcast. Okay. You're good.
So, you know, like, that's the thing. So, when it's softer, that's all crinkly, right? It's all like, but like, when I saw that, I just thought it just wasn't hard. Because it was, like, still soft around that area. I was very confused. I was intimidated. And I was like, you don't just go up to someone and you don't just, like, look down and be like, what's that?
Nice cock.
No, it was more of a, like, it was more of a, oh, nice.
What am I even looking at right now?
It was more of just, like, reassurance.
Hello,
like,
there, little guy.
I did that once.
What, like, while he was soft, like, in the morning or something? That'd be comical, but, like, yeah. If it was, like, you guys were just about to fuck, and you're like, hello, little guy, I'd be like...
No, it's, like, in the morning.
That's savage.
No, I'm a sweet. I'm sweetie. Okay. This is my joke of the day.
Okay.
Not sure if you have noticed, but I love bad puns. That's just how I roll.
What? Damn.
Okay.
Where did
okay.
Steven go after the explosion?
Where?
Everywhere. Oh my god.
Okay. This is a good one. What's the scariest tree?
Tree?
Yeah.
An aspen.
Bamboo!
Oh, that's dumb. That's a good one. Hey, yo, wait. Did you hear about that kidnapping, though, at the elementary school?
No.
It's okay. He woke up.
A guy walked into a bar, and he's disqualified from the limbo contest. I love stupid jokes.
Oh, I do, too. Hey, I was hanging out with Mickey Mouse, and I hurt my knee. Want to know which one? Disney.
That was so dumb.
Hey, yo, why did Simba's dad die? He didn't move faster enough.
That cut deep. Oh my gosh, you just have like a Lego set?
Oh, my Boba Fett helmet?
Yeah.
I haven't made it yet. It's still in pieces.
You should get the Lego flower set.
The Lego flower set?
Yeah, why? I really want the Lego...
I get it because I really want it. I'm gonna get it. Why did I buy this? Oh, I don't want it. Here, Abby.
No.
You want it? Yes, just what I wanted.
Just, like, you should do it with people. Like, when you have people come on the podcast, then they could each do one, you know?
We could build
like
Legos
a Lego
while
bouquet.
We talk.
No, you don't.
We could build it. If you get it, I'll build it with you.
Yeah.
No, I'm down. I'll build it with you, but I'm not gonna. Personally, I don't think I'm gonna buy one.
No, it's.
I get what you're saying, though.
Did you know they make Easter eggs now that just come with mini Lego sets?
Easter eggs that come with mini Lego sets? Like, you buy, like, a little pack of Easter eggs and they have mini sets in them?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's what my nephews got this year.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fire.
So for dinner every day, they just make their mini Legos, and I'm like, please don't choke.
I love Star Wars Legos, 100%.
I've never seen Star Wars.
Damn.
And wow. I never will.
Why not? It's so good.
I don't want to.
Why
no
not?
One's been convincing enough as to why I should watch it.
Because it's epic. It's
That's
great.
Not a good
Great storytelling.
Reason.
Awesome universes to explore. Awesome cinema.
No.
Like, great special
Maybe
effects.
Maybe I'll watch the TV show that comes out.
Which one?
They're coming out with, like, a Star Wars TV show.
They have plenty of those already. The
or is
Mandalorian.
It, never mind. It's Harry Potter. Harry Potter's
oh,
coming out with
Oh, they're talking about that. And each book is... Each one's gonna be, like, one of the books. I don't know.
Each
that
series will
weird.
Be another book.
They're getting rid of it. Like, they're making new Harry Potter. That's weird.
It's because
Daniel,
they've run out of ideas.
What is it? Daniel Radcliffe? He will always be my Harry Potter. Forever. Emma Watson, you will always be my... My Hermione.
She is so pretty.
She's so hot. Beautiful. So hot and beautiful.
Respect.
And she's so smart, too. And what's the other guy's name? Rupert? Rupert will always be my Ron Weasley.
You know, they did a good job casting that.
They were perfect. They should not be revisiting them again. Let them continue as they were.
Let them have their moment.
If anything, explore a different side of Harry Potter that we haven't seen. New characters, new stories.
Like, there's so many different ways people can go with movies and stuff, but they just keep recreating
old stuff. Yeah, they keep recycling, and it's dumb. Give us more. Give us, like, new stuff.
I was so pissed off when the new Grinch came out. Like, you could have just made him purple and added an extra eye and created a different movie.
You talking about the animated one?
Yeah.
Why?
I have actual aggressive... No. The Jim Carrey one was good enough. They made the Grinch about an asshole that is an asshole just because he was mistreated, but he just developed it into himself. I've never
watched the newest Grinch.
And now the new Grinch is depressed just because he's misunderstood. I don't care if you're misunderstood. You could be a purple monster and be misunderstood and be the new, like, Christmas movie.
He's the Grinch. But he needs to be an asshole.
The Grinch needs to be an asshole and to eat onions and to smell bad. That's the Grinch.
He had to smell bad. That's a critical part of it.
He eats onions. He has to.
Well, I think on that note...
Can I have another one?
Hell yeah. I mean, we can fucking finish all of them. We can finish all... There you go, my bad.
You're good.
Reach for it. You want your beer, you gotta earn it.
You fucking Grinch.
Exactly. I'd be an asshole. It's okay. I mean, I guess on that note...
I didn't realize you're an Xbox fan. This isn't going to go well. I am. I love
games.
Oh, my God.
You're going to get me starting to talk on the games now, too?
I'm PlayStation. Sorry. Oh, no. I want to build a...
far superior.
Mark's going to help me build a PC.
I got the new Dead Island game. Dead Island 2.
What is Dead Island? It's
so fucking good. Dead Island
2 is so... It's a zombie one where you kill people.
Oh, it's so good. It's so beautiful, too. So it's beautiful. It's so good. Like, oh my God. Graphics.
Zombies are so beautiful.
No, not the zombies, just the game. The game. The game is super nice. I'll play it after we get off. I'll show you it.
Okay.
It looks so good.
I love, like, one thing I do love about video games is hearing people talk on mics.
Oh, you're talking about, like, the, like, streamers and stuff
like that?
Yeah.
It's the most comical shit to me.
Oh, it can be a good time. Like, I watched, like, they're, like, that TikTok where he's, like, Mr. Gibbons.
Yeah.
He's funny. There's a few. There's like the Josh Dubs. Like, they can definitely be humorous. I want to start streaming. I think that'd be fun. I play games.
You should totally. You got the setup and everything.
I know. I would just watch whenever I game.
First subscriber. No, it's something is so like, because let me play into stereotypes a little bit. Guys are bad at communicating, and to see them communicate,
we're plenty.
To see them so good at communicating in a solid set of 10 minutes. At
communicating, look, what? We just communicated right now for like an hour and a half.
I know, but guys communicating to each other.
Oh yeah,
about plans.
It's different. Yeah, it's different.
Rather than games, it's just mind-boggling to see how it happens, and it's pretty cool. It's fascinating to me because I could never do such a thing, like in a video game. I tried a game.
Oh, okay, I got you now.
I don't act like a gamer. I log on, and I die, and I scream. That's usually what happens.
Hell yeah. I'll show you it after the fucking, yeah, here, we'll get off. I'll show you the game. We can drink, we can figure out what else we want to do tonight. Fucking, but hell yeah, this was a fun episode. Interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
I derailed it a lot, sorry.
No, there's no derailing. It's just a conversation. You flow with it. You go with it. You have a good time with it. Gonna go smoke. I'm gonna kick it. I'll show you the Dead Island game.
The mountains are blue.
The mountains are blue means it's cold and ready to drink. Chug, 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 chug.
You do not chug cold beer.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
I know people that chug warm beer, and that's gross.
You can shotgun, not warm beer, but, like, it's you easier like to that. Shotgun, like but that. Chugging Chilled. Is harder than shotgunning.
I feel like it really ices your throat, or ices your throat.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, hey, guys, I hope you have a fantastic rest of your week. Thank you for tuning in to the Floating Island Podcast, and thank you for being here, Abby.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, we're going to have to do another episode. We're going to have to do a part two and keep going. Hell yeah, this was fun. We'll see how our friendship flourishes after now meeting in the flesh. We'll come back and be like, remember when we went clubbing now? Yeah, that was fucking insane.
Oh my God.
Remember when you threw up all over the Uber? Yeah, that's so funny.
How'd you know about that?
Oh, because we've all been there. Alright, guys, we'll continue being beautiful. Continue being happy. Find your path. And I love every single one of you. I'm out. And get there. Out on Spotify and Apple now.
Man, life, it's just a beautiful thing. Hey, bruh, you done rolling that blunt yet?
Nah, not yet.
Nah, just take your time.
You got somewhere to be?
Nah, I got nowhere to be. Damn, it really be like the best day ever. I'm so clever, what's the move? We're trying to groove, or just catch a vibe at the crib, smoke a doob. Hey, believe me, we're gonna get there. But for now, let's just click play. We'll find a way. Hey, hey, life is.